Today's scripture reading is from Jeremiah 18, 1 through 11. It deals with the potter and the clay. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does?" declares the Lord. "Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions."
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground. But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man and woman from the dust of the ground, and breathed into them the breath of life, and they became living beings. God was at work even before the world and any form of life existed. God brought order out of utter chaos. Beautiful plants and animals, bundles of complex systems. God created all these with a gentle but firm hand. Then God took the basic elements from the earth, dust or clay and water, and from these fashioned man and woman. They were intimately related to the earth. Then God, the great creator, breathed the breath of life into the woman and the man. God, creator of all that exists, the giver of life. It was God who set the forces of the universe into motion. God was at work in creation, bringing order out of confusion and wondrous new life out of lifeless dust and stagnant water. This creative work was a labor of love and grace. God is at work in you and me, in our lives. The psalmist realized after experiencing a time of deep despair that it was God, the great Creator, who restored his life once again. I wait patiently, the psalmist wrote, and you listened willingly, taking heed of my suffering. It was God who drew me out of that desolate pit. I would never have climbed out on my own. It was God who set my feet upon solid ground and helped me walk a sturdy stride again. Yes, indeed, God is at work in our world, binding up our wounds, walking the difficult roads with us, even lifting and carrying us when we're feeling hopeless and helpless. Yes, God is at work in our world, transforming our lives with the breath of the Spirit. God is working through us, creating, molding, remaking a new creation. God spoke through the hands of a potter to the prophet Jeremiah. The people of Judah and Israel were living corrupt lives. They had turned their backs on the very one who gave them life. They had forgotten how God, their liberator, had brought them out from bondage to be a new nation. They were no longer a light to the surrounding cultures, but a people of corruption. Jeremiah, a prophet called by God, was sent to the potter's house to hear God's word for the people. It was there that Jeremiah heard the voice of God through the clay-covered hands of the potter, as the craftsman dealt with a spoiled vessel. The spoiled vessel was not discarded, but as the potter saw fit, it was reworked in hopes that something even more beautiful might result. The prophet Jeremiah knew immediately what God was telling him. Just as the potter reworked the clay, God can rework these unruly people. God worked through the hands of a potter that day. God is working through us today, at times even when we are not conscious of it. God is uniting, challenging, encouraging us along our own journey, but only by the grace of God can we become the people God intended for us to be, step by step. God is working through us, creating, molding, remaking a new creation. God spoke through the hands of a potter to the prophet Jeremiah. The people of Judah and Israel were living corrupt lives. They had turned their backs on the very one who gave them life. They had forgotten how God, their liberator, had brought them out from bondage to be a new nation. They were no longer a light to the surrounding cultures, but a people of corruption. Jeremiah, a prophet called by God, was sent to the potter's house to hear God's word for the people. It was there that Jeremiah heard the voice of God through the clay-covered hands of the potter as the craftsman dealt with a spoiled vessel. the spoiled vessel was not discarded. But as the potter saw fit, it was reworked in hopes that something even more beautiful might result. The prophet Jeremiah knew immediately what God was telling him. Just as the potter reworked the clay, God can rework these unruly people. God worked through the hands of a potter that day. God is working through us today, at times even when we are not conscious of it. God is uniting, challenging, encouraging us along our own journey, but only by the grace of God can we become the people God intended for us to be, step by step.